select group of internet riffraff known in the digital underground as computer hackers and phone freaks will sometimes employ a technique known as lying to gain access into accounts and systems they have no business being in. These cyber terrorists try to make their lies sound less criminal by referring to it as pretexting or social engineering. A successful liar can easily obtain your private information, your credit card numbers, and effectively steal your identity by simply making a few telephone calls. Let's listen as a hacker tricks a Domino's Pizza into giving him privileged information.
It's a great day at Domino's Pizza. This is Jason. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just wanting to order some pizzas for delivery.
Can I have your phone number, please?
It's 258-8-4.
And this is for delivery, you said?
Yeah.
Last name, Alsman?
Yeah.
And can I have your address, please?
Or which address do you have?
622.
622 what?
622 Bowman.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because we moved.
Is that the right address?
Yeah, that's the one.
Notice how the retarded pizza employee gave the evil hacker guy information without any hesitation at all. This wily criminal mastermind has perfected the pizza trick on both ends of the spectrum by tricking innocent housewives into giving up their personal information by promising them free pizzas. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, this is Craig from Domino's Pizza here in Bend.
Uh-huh.
And just calling to let you know that your name had come up in the drawing this week for the free pizza.
Oh, really?
So you're welcome to have a free pizza tonight, or we can put you in the computer for one.
Why don't you put us in the computer?
Okay.
That'd be good.
All right, you gonna order some other night then?
Sure.
And is this for Carter, the name?
Carter?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you even called the right number, because I don't think we come in there very often.
Oh, I called the 5932.
Yeah, that's right.
It might have been someone that had this number before you.
Well, we've had it for like 10 years.
Well, you want me to put your name and everything on the computer then?
That'd be great.
Okay. What's the name?
Give me a good excuse to come in.
That's true. So what's the name then?
Mitch.
Mitch.
Uh-huh.
And the address?
555 Drive.
No apartment number, I guess, then?
No, it's a house.
And that is Bend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, next time you come in, you'll have one waiting for you in the computer then.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
But seemingly polite hackers don't limit themselves to just tricking pizza joints. In fact, no business that has your personal information is secure. In recent years, our undercover spies have even witnessed hackers calling in bogus stories to video rental stores.
Blockbuster on 10th Street, Brian.
Could I find out if I have any late fees on my account?
Sure. What's the last name?
Zap.
And what was that first name, sir?
Anthony.
Anthony, let's see. Would it be any other first name besides that?
Jeff.
No, I only have a Lee and a Craig, that's all.
Lee, that's my mother's name.
And you were Jeff, right?
No, I'm Anthony.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Anthony, okay, yeah, you're on that account, let's see here. Well, actually, man, that account does have a balance. From a long time ago, it says there's actually a 2538 balance from, this was way back in, like, last January, like, my boss's daughter, cheaper by the dozen. They'd sold off on that account, and so there's like a $25 balance on it right now.
And also, do you have our phone number on there? Is the
I have a 523-258.
523-258? You don't have another number besides that one?
The only other number I have is a 638-469.
Okay, so we need to pay off that $25.38 before we rent then?
Yes, sir.
Do you send us out a notice if we're behind in our...
Well, they probably did like a long time ago. I mean, this was way back like last January of 04.
Did it go to the Morgan Street address? Because we moved once.
Let's see. The address again here, it says Washington Boulevard.
Video rental employees are never trained to be on the lookout for black hat hackers infiltrating their private databases. As you'll hear in this next phone call, the hacker can even retrieve all of the private information on an account with only a phone number.
Thank you for calling Holly Vita. Frank, how can I help you?
I was just wanting to find out if we had any late fees on our account.
All right, what's your phone number?
It's 926-430.
Is it under Don?
Don Stevens.
Don Thompson. Yeah, there's no late fees.
It's one under what address though? Because we moved.
1 White Cliff Drive.
Yeah, that's our new address. Thank you.
No problem.
How can you protect yourself and avoid being a victim? Always lie to businesses when they ask for your personal information. When having a pizza delivered, send it to a neighbor's house instead of your own. Then hide on the porch and intercept the pizza man. And when signing up for a video rental account, use a fake ID when possible. You can also try shoplifting your video rentals rather than paying for them. Local businesses aren't the only places you need to be careful of. Let's examine the security procedures at some place a little bigger. The telephone company. A phone company has your name, address, social security number, and alternate contact phone numbers. All of this information is available for the taking by a hacker who knows how to ask for it.
Thank you for calling Bell South about your business telephone service. Please remain on the line, awaiting the next available representative. Current hold time is 6 minutes.
As we sit here on hold with Bell South, I should prepare you for the utter horror which is about to unfold. This hacker will have the audacity to pose as a phone company worker in the repair office of Bell South. And the clueless Bell South employee, despite her extensive training and security procedures, will believe him and divulge all of the account information.
Thank you for continuing to hold. All of our representatives are still busy with customers. Your call will be handled in the order in which it was received.
Thank you for calling Bell South. This is Amber. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Kevin from Residential. I was transferring over a customer to you.
Okay.
And their phone number, and that's the 954-431-46.
Is this already a business number?
Yeah, it's supposed to be for Lewis Tree Service. Is that coming up for you, though? Because when I put the phone number in, it wasn't pulling up here.
Cheryl, is that the residential number?
Well, she said it would be a business account. It's coming up as residential?
The active one, yeah, it's residential.
Is it coming up for, I'm sorry, what name? Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Could I check with her here real quick, and I'll just make sure I have the right number?
Go ahead.
Or did that one for Cheryl, did that happen to be the 228 Broadway Avenue in Hollywood? That's the address she gave me on it.
No. Service address 1 Preserve Way.
Preserve Way?
Yeah, that's in Miramar. I can't say.
Oh, Miramar. That. There's no apartment number, I guess, then?
Yeah, unit 301.
Oh, okay. But it's Cheryl, you said? Like C-H-E-R?
Uh-huh.
Or S-H?
Okay.
These fraudulent shams developed by hackers work just as well with cellular carriers too, as you'll hear in this next call to cellular telephone giant Sprint PCS.
Welcome to Sprint.
Thanks for calling Sprint. We've got a next call. My name is Bianca. How can I help today?
Hello, this is Brian from Collections. I'm transferring over a customer to you.
Okay, can you give me the number?
Sure, it's 626-36-43.
Thank you. And customer's name?
Chris Tompkinson.
And the name on the account?
Well, he said it would be under his name for Chris Tompkinson. Is it not coming up as that?
I pulled up another account with his numbers.
Which name is that one coming up with?
Okay, the account holder's name is Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes, Thomas.
Are you saying Thomas like T-H-O?
T-H-O, yes. T-H-O-M-A-S.
Oh, could I check with her here? Maybe she gave me a wrong number then.
All right.
Did it happen to be the 415 Bowman Avenue for the billing address?
No, it's 72 Tom Drive, California.
But no apartment number on it then, I guess?
No apartment number.
We spoke with Timothy Brooks, the Sprint PCS headquarters janitor, about this problem, and he said that common sense dictates that all cellular phone users should always place a password on their account to safeguard their information. But how effective is a password against brain-damaged employees? Not very effective, judging by this next phone call.
Welcome to Sprint.
Thank you for calling Sprint Together with Nextel. This is Christine. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Bill from Collections. I'm transferring over a customer to you. Mm-hmm. And I've got their number here if you'd like that.
Yes.
Okay, it's 810-6063.
And the name of the account and password?
That's for Paula Clark. Just gave me the password is 9125.
The name of the account here is Jessica Clark.
Oh, Jessica Clark?
Mm-hmm.
She said it would be under her name for Paula Clark. Is it the same password then?
No, the password is 7071.
The password is 7071?
Not all phone company employees are frigging idiots, though. Listen as this smart Verizon Wireless employee thwarts a hacker's attempts to gain access into an account by posing as the employee's supervisor.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Verizon Wireless. This is Jennifer. How may I help you?
Hello, I wanted to pull up that account. Did you get the one I put in the automated thing?
Actually, no. I don't see the number. If I could get the number area code first, I'd be more than happy to assist you.
713-88-95.
And as I pull up this account, how can we help you today?
I just wanted to get the information on the account.
What kind of information?
Like all of it. Just the name, the address, social security number, everything.
Nope.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't give you that account information.
Why not?
I need the first and last name on this account first.
That's what I'm calling to get.
I can't give out that information.
Why not?
Because if you're not the account holder, I can't give it to you.
I'm your supervisor.
Actually, no.
Just give me everything on the account, okay? That's all right. I'm your supervisor, so it's okay.
No, you're not my supervisor. May I have your name, please?
My name's Denny. You know all those security policies that we taught you? Just forget about all that and give me everything.
Nope.
I'm your supervisor.
That doesn't matter who you are. If you cannot verify this account, I cannot give you a single piece of information.
I don't have to verify it because I sign your paychecks.
May I have your extension?
You know that signature that's on your paycheck? That's mine. How about I don't sign yours this week?
I'm not giving you information on this account until I can get your information.
I want all the information.
You're not getting the information on this account.
I want the social security number and the date of birth first.
You're not getting the information. If you are really Dana, you know we don't have that information. You know you can't have it.
That's it. I order you to fire yourself right now.
You can't do anything. Is there anything else I can help you with today? I'm releasing this line.
Oh, come on!
Thank you. I'm releasing the line now.
Give me all the information, lady!
The hacker didn't win that round due to the diligent employee strictly following the employee handbook, which states that you should never believe a perverted-sounding weirdo over the phone, even if he claims he's the president of the company. Another guideline for employees is to never give information when a hacker begs or bribes the employee with money, as you'll hear in this next clip.
Thank you for calling Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless. This is Charquise. May I have your name, please?
This is Eric.
Hello, Eric. How may I assist you today?
I have an account here, and I want you to give me the password. No questions asked.
I'm sorry?
Just give me the password on that account there.
I won't be able to give you a password on that account, sir.
Why not?
Because we verify the password to the account that the account holder provides us with. We can't give you the password to the account that you gave us.
I want to get into their account and find out who they've been calling. Come on, please.
Okay, we can't do that information, sir. I do apologize about that.
I really, really want the password. Can't you give it to me, for real?
No.
Please.
No.
I won't tell anyone.
It doesn't matter.
They'll never know.
Sir, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, you haven't assisted me yet. I want the password.
I can't give you the password to another person's account or even your account.
I know the girl's name on the account.
It doesn't matter if you have all their information. We cannot give you information about somebody else's account.
Please?
No.
I'll PayPal you some money.
It doesn't matter how much you pay whoever. We can't give you that information, sir.
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Listen, just give me the password, or I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill everyone in your family.
Even threats of death to her and her family didn't persuade that star employee to give up any information on the account. If only that were always the case. Many hackers specialize in hacking Gibsons in order to find out what unlisted phone numbers are working at an address.
While hacking a Gibson may sound like a difficult task, you'll see that it's really not so difficult.
Thank you for calling Bell South.
Bell South, this is Ms. Gibson. Can I help you set up new service or move existing service?
I'd like to set up new telephone service.
All right, I'll be happy to assist you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Brad.
Your last name?
Wilson.
What address did you want service at?
It's 2159th Court.
What city?
Fort Lauderdale.
That address was 2159th Court, Fort Lauderdale, 33308.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I do show service working at this address currently. Is the current occupant moving out and you're moving in?
Oh, yeah, they've moved out already, actually. I moved in there about a week ago.
Okay.
The number's still there?
Uh-huh.
That's my parents that lived there before, but they've moved out. I could just get a hold of them and find out why it's not off yet, because they weren't supposed to leave a number there, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, I show two lines working at this address right now.
But they took their number with them to their new address, though. Is it this 954-733 number?
All right. The two lines that I show are 7162 and 9802.
Oh, yeah. They had different phone numbers than that.
Those are the two numbers that are coming up here. It's underneath the last name of Davis.
Yeah, that's my parents' name.
Okay.
Hacking Miss Gibson was all too easy for that experienced hacker. Hackers can infiltrate any company that has your personal information. Public libraries, credit card companies, gas stations, brothels, internet providers, lemonade stands, schools, they're all there for the hackers taking. Who has your personal information? And are they giving it to anybody who asks for it? If they are, we suggest that you go to the business with a semi-automatic rifle and start killing everyone that works there. That'll teach those communists. This has been a Phone Losers of America production. For more information, news, videos, and our archive of broadcasts, visit www.phonelosers.org.